The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I am here with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor, and co-host.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Very good today. We got a good show.
We do. We're here again with Gary Woods for the second week in a row. Gary is co-owner of Woody's Fireplace in Larksville and Honesdale. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We discuss everything real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been guiding, assisting, and advising clients in real estate matters for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions, or if you'd like to suggest a topic for the show, send it to us at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or give us a call at 570-344-6724.
View our listings or search the MLS listings by going to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where you can also find all our archive radio shows for the past 3 years. And don't forget to like us on Facebook at the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Okay, Gary Woods, co-owner of Woody's Fireplace. Can you tell me a little bit about what you do? You're a dealer and installer of what, please?
Well, we sell and install fireplaces and stoves that burn gas, wood, coal, or pellet. And we offer all of those fuels. We even sell a few electric units, but those are mostly decorative and don't really need us. Our specialty is the complete installation. Our crews do all of the work. There's no subcontractors involved. You deal only with us. We do complete fireplaces with real stone, artificial stone. If you wanted granite or marble, we fabricate our own. We have a complete fabricating stone shop where we bring in large pieces of granite and marble and make whatever we need out of it for the application of fireplaces and stoves.
You've been in business since?
1976.
Okay. Two convenient locations, one in Larksville, one in Honesdale, and both places, both locations have showrooms, correct?
We have a full showroom at each location. The main warehouse, though, is Larksville, but we do keep an ample supply of material in Honesdale with a large showroom and many burning displays at both the locations.
Okay, wonderful. We had a great discussion with you last week. That's why we asked you back this week, and we were talking about stoves and how current standards for a stove is that it is just a single purpose unit. In the past, were there ever dual purpose units? I could swear that I would be in properties where the owners would tell me that they had a coal burning and wood burning unit in their home.
Yes, pretty much from the beginning of time when we started to burn coal, you could burn wood and coal in the same stove. It was what you'd call a batch burner, where you shovel the coal in or load it in through a front door. They weren't stokers. They were not automatic fed. And traditionally, you had to build a wood fire in that to get your coal established. So the way it would work most of the time is when you needed a little bit of heat in the spring or in the fall, you'd put a wood fire in it and probably never even get to putting coal on it because it didn't get cold enough, stay cold enough during the day. You'd let that fire expire. Then as time would go on, it gets colder, you get more into winter, you would begin to put coal on it because a coal fire is going to burn 10 or 12 hours without tending, whereas wood stoves need wood added to them every 4 or 5 hours. So the government, when they came out with the regulations to make wood burning clean burning, and they had to redesign, all the manufacturers had to redesign all the stoves to meet the clean air standards, that eliminated the ability for these stoves to be designed so that they could burn coal and wood at the same time. Now, the batch stoves we sell today as coal-only stoves, the only difference between those and the ones that were made before EPA is the label says coal-only. So it is the same stove. They used to be labeled a coal and wood stove. It's illegal. The government has deemed it so and legislated that it's illegal to burn wood in it. But of course, that's the only way you're ever going to get a coal fire started in there is to burn wood in it. But it's not really meant for you to burn wood because your efficiency is going to be very low, half of what it would be in an EPA certified stove. So it'd be foolish to burn wood in it, but you can.
Okay. Well, that answers that. I didn't realize that. So thank you for that clarification. Now, if I go to Woody's Fireplaces and I want to look over your product and I decide on something, is there something that I could, if I'm handy, if I'm inclined to do things on my own myself, can I install anything that you sell on my own?
There are parts of what we do that most homeowners could do, or should I say many homeowners could do themselves. But you want to check with your insurance companies today, because even many of our builders are not allowed by their insurance companies to do certain things. For example, a metal chimney. The insurance companies want that installed by a professional who is certified by the factory, follows all the rules. If you're buying a gas fireplace, most insurance companies want all the gas work and all the venting and all that fireplace work done by somebody who does it all the time and is factory trained. So you could say, pick out a complete package and say, well, I'm going to do everything, but you're going to set the box. And that's what we call setting the box. We're going to put the box in and vent it and run the gas to it. It's going to be a working firebox. And then the homeowner would build and frame around it. And we have several of those jobs going on right now. And it's continuous with us. A lot of jobs in different ways, come to fruition and be a complete fireplace. A homeowner will frame around it and then stone it, or hire a stonemason or a stone guy to come in and put the stone applique over it and leave us out of that part of it. And we're quite okay with that. We help them engineer and design them.
Wonderful. Okay. So I didn't know that. Now, are you supposed to smell wood when you're burning from a stove or a fireplace, if you have a wood-burning unit in your home? Is that supposed to be an odor that you would detect inside of a home and a property, or Pat?
Well, there's one house in particular in the neighborhood. I can tell on certain days when I drive down a block that they are burning, because the block is covered and it looks like a fog, and I can smell the wood burning from two blocks away. What's going on with that one?
What's really happening there is that's probably a non-compliant pre-EPA stove that is burning very dirty and putting a lot of pollutants in the air. And the air supply to the stove has been slowed down drastically. Now, what happens then is the air going up the chimney is very slightly warm, but it's not as warm as the outside air is when it gets to the outside. And basically what's going to happen then is it's colder and there may be warm air above it, a low pressure system that's going to hold that smoke right tight to the ground. You will not and you should not see that on today's newer EPA certified and compliant stoves, because they're not putting particulate matter into the air. They are burning everything in the stove. Now, when you have that kind of situation like in your neighborhood, it's annoying. I don't think there's any way you can legislate around that one or get around it. The people that are suffering the most from this are people who have a neighbor who has put in one of these outdoor wood-fired whole house boilers. Those things, you can smell those a half a mile away, and it carries forever and ever because they smolder continuously, and they're hogs. They take huge amounts of wood. And if you had one of those in your neighborhood, you'd probably be looking for a new neighborhood.
What about inside the house? You supposed to smell the wood burning?
Inside a house, no. You should never smell the wood smoke inside your house. Now, when you're starting a fire and the draft is not yet established within the chimney system, you may get a little whiff of smoke. But today we actually have some appliances, some additives that we can put onto a chimney that'll warm the flue for you. But a couple sheets of newspaper has always worked for me to get the flue started. And once you have a proper operating system in your home and you have the right chimney and stove combination, because it's a system, you can't just put any stove on any chimney. That doesn't work. They have to be sized for each other. If you have a good operating system, you should smell no smoke. Customers come in our stores all the time, and they walk and say, I love the smell of wood smoke. And my answer is, well, you'll have to go outside because all of our smoke goes to the outside in our chimney systems. We don't let them back up on us.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And with us today is Gary Woods, co-owner of Woody's Fireplace. How do we get in touch with you, please?
Oh, we're easy to find. If you type in Woody's Fireplace on the internet, you're going to come up everywhere. And the website is woodysfireplace.com. And my email address for any direct questions would be Woody, W-O-O-D-Y, at Woody's, W-O-O-D-Y-S, fireplace.com. And the direct phone line is 800-468-7855. And we're there 6 days a week, just not on Sunday.
If someone has a wood-burning fireplace and wants to switch to natural gas or propane, can this be done?
Absolutely, and there is a large selection of very good products available today. American-made products, and going back in time, back in the 80s when gas fireplaces really started to come about, the balanced direct vent system, which improved the efficiency, a lot of them look sort of like a blue flame. They weren't at all attractive. They didn't look like real wood burning. But in the last 5 years, the advances made in gas burning appliances, people cannot tell that they're gas burning. They look like wood fires. We have realistic flames, glowing embers. Today we have fully modulating valve bodies, and takes efficiencies on gas appliances, inserts in fireplaces, in your home, in the living space, to above 85%, and actually attaining 88% overall operating efficiency in a gas heating appliance. And the advantage we have with that over your central heating, even if that's 90% or better, there's no transmission loss. It's in your living space. When you take a high efficiency gas furnace and it's a hot air, hot water system, by the time you get that 95% up to where you're using it in a bedroom, a bathroom, a living area, you could have lost half of it in your transmission system. Certainly. Whereas with a gas insert in your living space, you've got the 88% right there.
Excellent. Okay, we're headed towards a break, but before we go, we'll review a listing, please.
Yes, we have a three-unit apartment house located at 145 East Elm Street in Dunmore for $99,000. This house has a three-bedroom apartment and two-bedroom apartments. It also has a one-car detached garage. This home has separate heat and electric. It's in a great location with low taxes, and this has great potential for the right buyer. So if you're looking for a three-unit in Dunmore, give us a call about 145 East Elm Street for $99,000, and that is listed by Trish Conway of our office.
Thank you, Pat. And the statistics from the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors for the last 30 days, median sales price is up 5.86% for single-family residential homes. Days on market is down almost 6% for single-family homes. Sold listings year-to-date are up almost 3%, and sale pendings are up almost 7%, and that's for all single-family residential homes. The Greater Scranton Board of Realtors statistics for multifamily dwellings year-to-date: days on market down almost 23%. That's excellent news. The average sales price is up 10.2%. Sold listings year to date are up almost 9%. And pending listings are up 22%. That's for multifamily dwellings. So it looks like we're going to end this year on a much better note than 2012, thankfully, right?
Thank goodness.
Stay with the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We'll be back after a very brief break. The real estate market is extremely active, and you want to make a move, but you don't know where to start, who to call, or how to make it happen. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I know Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate can lead the way. Our quality service award-winning team will help you with buying and selling a home. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has a proven track record and experience you can count on. Lean on us to show you the way. Call 570-344-6724. That's 570-344-6724. Or visit jready.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where homes are open every day, all day long. Also, remember to tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jready.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. We're back with the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, co-host, Patrick Devaney.
Good morning again, Jacqueline.
Good morning. We're here today with Gary Woods, co-owner of Woody's Fireplace, again for the second week. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Jackie. Good morning, Patrick.
You're from the Larksville area, but you also have a shop in Honesdale, correct?
Right. We run two different locations for Woody's Fireplace. The main store is Larksville and have started in Larksville in 76, and the other store is in Honesdale, right on Route 6, just east of town.
Excellent. Okay. Before the break, we were starting to talk about conversions of fireplaces, that it is possible if one has a wood-burning fireplace to convert it to a gas-burning fireplace. How about the opposite? Can someone with a gas fireplace convert to a wood-burning fireplace, please?
Well, now we gotta clarify some definitions.
Okay.
See, if it's a gas-only fireplace, in other words, a B-vent unit or a direct vent gas fireplace, they're only ever going to burn gas. You can't do anything else with them. But the gas could be natural or can be propane, liquefied petroleum. That is doable. If you have a wood-burning fireplace with a gas log in it, the gas log can be removed, and then you could continue to burn wood in it, or again burn wood in it. If you had a wood-burning fireplace that a gas insert was installed into, same thing. As long as the fireplace wasn't damaged or destroyed in installing the insert, you can remove the insert and, you know, make sure the fireplace is safe and burn wood in it. But that's not normally what's happening, because as even older houses are being remodeled and tightened up, the wood-burning fireplaces don't want to work very well when you put, take for example, a house built 40 or 50 years ago, the doors and window seals were not what they are today. So if you've remodeled your house in the last few years, you're going to find that your chimney may not draft as well as it did before. And that's where the balanced direct vent gas appliances really have come into play, because they don't need room air. They use outside air for combustion 100%. Big difference.
Okay, and gas is cleaner than wood?
Gas is the cleanest energy we're going to have in you know, the near future. It doesn't need much maintenance. If you have a wood-burning unit of any kind, you've got to bring the wood in, and you've got to feed a wood stove or wood insert in a fireplace about every 5 or 6 hours, basically 4 times a day, if you want to get heat out of it continuously. All of the gas appliances, you can set a thermostat. It can be programmable thermostat, so it can be different temperatures, different times of the day. And all that happens automatically as long as you have a supply of gas feeding the unit. And that's convenience. And today, many of us are working, husband and wife. There's nobody home to feed that stove.
Well, a lot of people like no fuss and clean. And then there's some people that just absolutely love to spend their time
chopping wood on the weekend.
And
that's not me.
No. And storing that wood. And then there's nothing like a wood-burning fireplace. I mean, really, when you stand there and look at it, it's very interesting to watch.
Yes, but I don't want it in my house.
No, you don't.
No.
Yeah, you have enough to do.
Yes, I like the gas fireplace. I just flick the thermostat.
Okay, well, everybody's different, right? Okay. How do fireplaces compare to stoves?
How do they compare as far as the value they're adding to
efficiency,
a home?
Efficiency, value, cost. Well, fireplaces always do add. It's a wonderful amenity to have in a home.
Well, there've been a lot, because of the industry I'm in, we look at a lot of fireplace statistics. And statistics tell us that houses with fireplaces sell better than houses without. Houses with two fireplaces sell faster than houses with one fireplace.
I would agree with that.
And when you have three fireplaces, if you're in that price range for three or four fireplaces, they sell much faster than the less expensive homes. But when you're talking about the comparison of fireplaces and stoves, stoves themselves, certain stoves would be less expensive installation than would a fireplace. If a customer or a homeowner has a chimney, a stove is going to be a relatively inexpensive installation. If a homeowner, if you're trying to save money on your heating bill by burning wood or coal or something like that. If you don't have a chimney, though, we have alternative ways of venting certain appliances. For example, all of our gas appliances are direct vent balanced. You don't need a chimney.
No.
There's a wall penetration, and the air from the outside is brought in, burned, and then expelled. We also can do that with pellet stoves. Pellet stoves use room air, but a limited amount, and they just vent straight out the wall, and you're done. You don't need a complete chimney. We also have anthracite coal-burning stoves. Now, don't confuse that with soft coal and the dirty stuff the government's always talking about. We're talking about anthracite. Cleaner burning than heating oil. You have anthracite stoves that do not need chimneys. And if you really have heating oil and or an expensive fuel heating your home and you don't like the cost of it, and you live in northeastern Pennsylvania, anthracite coal in a direct vent stove is the least expensive way to heat a large space.
Okay, so do you often find that people come to you with some preconceived notion, or they come in, they're determined they're going to get this, but then after talking to you, decide differently?
Yeah, because a lot of people come in not having exposure to the information that I have exposure to continuously. And they've heard a few things from a few friends, and they're sure, for example, that a pellet stove is going to be the answer to their prayers, because they have gas heat and they've heard that, you know, gas heat is expensive. Well, if you're hearing that gas heat is expensive, I guarantee you this. You're talking to somebody who has gas heat in a converted steam system. They don't have a hot water system or hot air system of any efficiency. Because gas is not their enemy there. It is the system they're burning it in. Steam systems were designed for massive amounts of cheap energy. Basically, that's coal. You can convert them pretty well for oil, but at today's price of oil, nobody wants to do that. If you got a steam system, throw it away and start over again. Get something that burns gas more reasonable. Example is people put a gas stove in if they have gas heat and it happens to be gas steam, and they save a lot of money and they're more comfortable.
What are the pros and cons of a pellet stove?
Well, pellet stove would compare most directly. If you have natural gas, you're going to go gas. If you had a pellet stove, you would be looking at either pellet or coal or thinking that way. The pellet stove, here's the advantage. They electric start. So they will feed themselves, turn themselves on, turn themselves off. So if you had a smaller space to heat and overheating it would be a problem, then a pellet stove would be a better answer. Because when the temperature got to what you want, if you needed no more heat, it'll go cold. It won't make any more heat. With a coal stove, you can control that with a thermostat on the stoker units. But there's always going to be a minimum fire that has to be there. And that may be more heat than you want in certain spaces. So the pellet stove, in many cases like that, is to your advantage.
And you cannot detect when you're burning that pellet, correct? You can't detect the aroma of the wood?
Everybody around you could have a pellet stove, and you wouldn't know anybody had one when you walk outdoors. The difference is when we think of wood-burning stoves that are inefficient, we see a lot of smoke coming out the chimney. That's unburned fuel. When you look at a pellet stove, if it's a good pellet stove and it's operating properly and you're burning decent fuel, your exhaust gas on a pellet stove should be invisible. You shouldn't see it. If you put your hand under the vent, you will feel warm, moist air coming out of that vent system, much like your clothes dryer, because you're getting complete combustion. Unlike the older wood stoves of years ago, we are feeding this, force feeding it air. And we're getting complete combustion because we're not limiting the amount of oxygen we're allowing to get to the pellets once they're heated. So you get complete oxidation. That means out of the exhaust pipe, all you're getting is heat, water vapor, and not much else. A little carbon dioxide. That's it. No smell.
Excellent. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Here with us today is Gary Woods from Woody's Fireplace, co-owner. How do we get in touch with you, please?
Well, you can call me Woody or Gary. I answer to both.
But don't call your wife Mrs. Woody, though.
Oh,
right?
God, no. Like that's that. Not allowed. Ever. Woody at woodysfireplace.com is the email address. W-O-O-D-Y at Woody's. W-O-O-D-Y-S fireplace.com. And the phone number is 800-468-7855. And our website, Woody's Fireplace.
Before we wrap up, I have one more question. What is the best stove or unit to have if there's a power outage? You just touched on electricity and that the pellet stoves and the coal stoker stoves are powered by electricity. If power goes out...
Do any of these gas stoves or fireplaces still work?
Almost all of your gas appliances are going to function well without electricity. Your room air circulating fan that's usually tied into these units will not work because that needs house current. But the traditional standing pilot unit does not need electricity to function, even though you're controlling it with a digital programmable wall thermostat. That runs on what's called millivolts off the standing pilot. 0.5 volt turns it on, turns it off. The newer electronic units with the fully modulating valves, they have a standard system built into every one of them. It's a battery backup. And the batteries last a long time because you're not working on the battery. You're working on 110. And just like you have emergency power lighting in all commercial buildings, well, this has an emergency battery backup. And if your lights go out, you wouldn't even notice it other than the fan will shut down because it'll switch to the battery backup automatically. So the gas units will work. Now, in any kind of power outage, they're always going to function. But the difference here is when a customer comes in and says, what about a power outage? My question is always, how frequently does it happen
to
you?
Well, sure.
If it's a frequent thing, then I'm going to be concerned about it. But also, if it's a frequent thing and you're going to stay in your house, you're going to have a generator because many homes need wells and septic pumps and such.
Yeah, well, my sister was on Long Island last year after Hurricane Sandy. They didn't have power for 9 days.
And it was colder.
And it was cold, yeah.
Yeah, then you run into another problem, too, in regard to generator. If you're not on natural gas with that generator, you're going to run out of fuel.
Absolutely.
Yep. You have to think about,
that's right.
They
were all running out of gasoline. Yeah. I came down with gas with 15 gallons. I was like the king.
Everybody wanted
the gas.
Yeah.
That's where the natural gas generators work really good. But if you have a natural gas stove, you're still home and you're safe.
Well, we had, again, for the second week in a row, an excellent discussion with you. We'd love to have you back next week because there's so much more we need to cover with you. Would you come back, Gary, please?
Well, I guess you know by now, Jackie, I could talk about this stuff forever. So,
Well, you're a wealth of information.
Do not have an off switch, so be
excellent.
Careful.
All right. Well, we'd love to have you back. Thanks. Pat, before we close?
Yes, we have a 3-bedroom, 1-bath home located at 524 Park Street in Moosic for $89,000. This home has many updates, including a newer boiler, updated electric, updated bath, and much more. It also has off-street parking, a covered deck, a great fenced-in yard, and low taxes of only $1,400. So if you're looking in Moosic for a 3-bedroom home with low taxes, give us a call about 524 Park Street for $89,000. And that is listed by Jason Thomas of our office.
Thank you, Pat. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable, hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.